thinking no death is your life, but just death and life. That's why we gotta keep making music.
Oh, okay.
And that's why we gotta keep saying the things that we say on Gen 7. That's why New Atomic TV gotta go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why we gotta keep preaching God, because that's the life and the power of the tongue. Go ye into all the world and say to this mountain, be thou removed. Prophesy to the dry bones. Get it? Mm-hmm. But you can't say what you don't know. Right? Powerful thing about Ezekiel is that he knew that God knew.
Right.
He knew that God knew. So because he knew that God knew, if God knows, then I know. Right? So now I yield what I think I know to what I know he know. Can't even drive on it. Lord, you know. If you know, you tell me. Lord, you tell me. A lot of times the Bible, people answer like this. People didn't answer right. Jesus was saying that when he said, I only do what my Father tell me to do. As I hear, I judge. That's what he was saying. Saul got knocked on the beast. Who art thou, Lord? I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. When you persecute, what would I have me to do?
Garden.
Hmm?
Garden,
yeah.
In the garden, too.
Yep. It's so simple. But the enemy wants us to think it's complicated. So here we go. Where's the kingdom of God? Yeah, but you say low here. Mm-hmm. Low there. No, the kingdom of God is closer than you think. You're closer than you think, but you just don't want to think no closer. Alright, so say this. You ready? I gotta go. You ready? Mm-hmm. Say this. Say I am
closer
than man.
I think.
Now say it like this. Say I am. And we know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. Say I am.
Closer
than
man.
I think. Oh. So I am closer than So I'll say it like this. I am closer than you think.
Yeah.
I'm saying that for me saying it to you. Yeah, but if I say it to myself, I am closer than I think. Because greater is he that is. Yeah. But if you don't think that, as he thinketh where? You think you're somewhere far? Or you keep thinking God mad at you? You talking about this thing? Or you keep thinking, wouldn't that be great for the enemy?
Remember when we were talking about Adam?
Go ahead, hide?
Huh?
We talking about when he went hid?
Yeah, hide. You know what I'm saying? God, he really wasn't mad.
He really wasn't mad, and he already knew where he was. Like, dude, like he knew what you were. He just asked you where you was. Where are y'all? Because he's trying to get you. They didn't answer properly. Mm-hmm. It's saying, can these dry bones live? The Lord, you know. But they had already had the knowledge of good and evil now. So now when God starts asking the question, this is us. Y'all ready? This is us. This is us when we operate under the curse. You ready? God said, can these dry bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. The Lord started telling the prophets after the bone. Let me get effect. Right? But see, they had already eaten. Go back to the garden. They had already eaten from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, so they're smart now. So now when God said, where y'all at? Where y'all at? That's not the right answer. We was hiding because we was naked. God gave him another chance. Who told y'all was naked? They start blaming on the serpent. You got two shots. I'm not gonna say you go read Genesis. You got a couple shots to say the right answer, and you don't do it. Answer should have long. Listen, I was high, but I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I messed up. I feel like I'm naked because he told me I'm naked, but I don't really know what's going on, dog. Yeah. Change everything. So, where you hiding at? And what questions are you answering wrong? Let's not be spiritual, right? Okay? Let's break it down to basic school tests. Right? If it ain't in here, you can't put it on the paper. If it ain't in here, you can't answer the question properly, right? Because you didn't put it in here. If you never learned your multiplication tables, you couldn't tell me what 3 times 3 is. Because you never would have learned it. Get it? But when you learned it all, how did you learn your timetable? Y'all remember how y'all learned? How did you learn it? Repetition, that's a deep word. What did you do?
Memorize.
That's not a deep word. What literally did you do?
Repeat it over and over.
What did you do?
I looked at flashcards.
You look at flashcards, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. What'd you do? I had to write them 10 times.
Yeah, you write them 10 times
and a big old board.
You had to write, I learned how to spell like that, too. Write them 10 times a piece.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, right.
Had no idea. Why you keep asking me this? Why I gotta write them 10 times? Why I can't write them 2?
Oh, you play the game too. You know, so we try to beat each other to say who can say it faster.
Right, like, and all these things were changing my mind about my timetables. Were changing my mind about spelling. Were changing my mind about it's words I can spell right now to this day because of that training that I went through as a child. And we don't want to be consistent with the word. So now we can't answer. God is asking us questions, and we can't answer properly because we're carnally minded. So our answers be dead. Can't spend something out that you didn't put in. Get it? Did you get it? So now. Now, if something is dead in your life, it's because you're carnal there. If ain't no life or peace in this area, it's because you're carnal there. You're carnal. You're still conformed to this world. We're talking about marriage and the walk. You're still trying to do it the way that they say you're supposed to do it. And we're not getting no spiritual revelation on it. We're not getting no down to the meat. Spiritual mindedness on it. And so there's no life and no peace. You have all life, all peace. As soon as you figure it out. As soon as you stop being carnal, right? You have all life and peace in every aspect of your life. Family, wife, children, all that. Money. It's right here. It's from right here to right there. It's tomorrow. God can drop $20,000 on you tomorrow. It's all about lining up, Bobby. You get it? Money just keep on coming. Well, to your carnal mind.
Oh, yeah, the machine. What are you talking about? Are you talking about that?
What?
Machine out of order.
What machine out of order? Okay. Have you ever put money in an out of order machine? No, I'm not. Now you've done it before. We didn't have a sign, or somebody said, but if you go to a machine and the sign says out of order, or you go read something they got on the little screen out of order, do you put money in there? Well, it might still work. It might still go through for me. No, you ain't. What makes you think God gonna do it? And God has supplied everything for you already. You just out of order. You ain't fixing yourself. Be not conformed to this world. I found expect the first in there. In Romans 12, 1 through 3? Mm-hmm. I think verse 2. I found expect the first. Go look, be not conformed to this world, be transformed. What scripture is it? 2, right? Mm-hmm. Go look at the Amplified. I saw the other day when apostles read it.
I'm 12 and 2?
Yep.
What is Amplified? No, it's Amplified. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is.
You read King James. I want Amplified.
Wait. Oh, I ain't changed. Oh.
You
want
the second verse? Yeah.
And do not be conformed to this world any longer with any superficial value.
What?
Superficial value.
Okay, you take it off. Okay.
And do not be conformed to this world any longer with any superficial values and customs, but be transformed.
Superficial values and customs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be conformed to any superficial values or customs. Keep going.
And be transformed and progressively change.
What?
And progressively.
Transform and progressively
change.
Grow. Got it? Wow.
And as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focus on godly values and ethic attitudes so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is. That which is good and acceptable and perfect, and his plan and purpose for you.
What verse do you say?
For by the grace of God given to me, I say to every one of you not to think.
You read the Amplified version?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Read yours.
Do not be conformed to this world. In parentheses, it got this age.
That's what I'm looking for. That's good too. I'm glad you read that because there's some stuff in there. And I wanted to hear out of there. That was good.
And then brackets that is fashioned after adapt to external, superficial customs.
Mm-hmm.
But be transformed, in parentheses, as changed by the, brackets again, entire renewal of your mind.
How much?
Entire renewal of your mind.
How much?
Entire.
The entire renewal. You recording this?
Mm-hmm.
The entire renewal.
And then brackets says, by its ideals and its new attitude.
What?
By its ideals and its new attitude. And they close brackets. So
new attitude, fresh.
So that you may prove, and then practice it, and brackets again, for yourselves, what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight, and in brackets again, in his sight for you.
New idea. You can't get no new ideas being conformed to this world. You can't expect the fresh looking at the stale. You'll never have anything groundbreaking. You'll always be an echo. You ever thought about having a type of marriage that people be like, I ain't never seen nothing like that before? Never thought about it, huh? Think about it now. You feel me? You ever thought about having that type of lifestyle? He got it. Probably got the type of lifestyle was like, I ain't never seen it like this before. We still talking about it at the table the other night. Like, I ain't know how to explain it.
The book.
Get it?
Family.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not conforming to this world.
Yeah, definitely like on that biblical level.
Yeah, it's just not conformed to the world. There's a lot of carnal people that try to do this, what we're talking about, because they don't want to be the same, but they end up being weird. Right. These are people that try to be weird because they're trying to be different, because they don't want to be like the system. But if you're not being like the system, what are you being like? But there's a system that we should be like, but they just want to be out there, so they end up being weird because they don't latch on to the truth. You get it? Where do the weird little kids come from? And the weird people dress weird and they do all the different crazy stuff and all the different gender issues, transgender, all that, and gay, that's all that come from.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they don't like the way the regular thing looks because it's been so defiled and so poisoned by the cares of this world. Even marriage don't look that good no more if we do the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If eight of us in here, that means four of us not gonna make it. If you do by the number of society. four of us marriage ain't gonna last. That don't look too. Ain't no favorable numbers. I just go ahead and try my way on without it. Get it?
Yeah, well, I got enough girls for it, man.
And they do. They admit it. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Which is why people don't think about it before they go in. People go in carnal-minded. Mm-hmm. Girls want a baby doll, men want a trophy. Girls want a validation, men want a safety switch. Just to appease your little feelings. Better married than to burn. So you're going to take that one and be like, well, I'm going to get married because I don't want to burn. Stupid. Slap you in your cock of the burn. That's the one you're going to go on that one? You're going to make a decision based on that one because you burned it. Carnal-minded. It's carnal-minded. We're carnal-minded. Every time we listen to this other stuff, we're carnal-minded. Every time we take it in, we're carnal-minded. And it's making us further and further and further and further and further and more further and further and further and further carnal-minded. Every time. It's planting its seeds in us. And that's too much, my child. Too much. Let me go watch TV. You know, you're doing too much. You're going to be broke forever. Same people that say they're going to be broke forever. They're going to make a little money and never make a change. Let's say you make a little money. What's the point if you can't change the world? Bill Gates got billions of dollars and can't end hunger. Jesus ended hunger. In more ways than one. These guys got the boy from Facebook got billions of dollars. They can't heal people. All they can do is pay for more research, which is a scam in itself. All these donated to this society and cancer society, that's scams. What are y'all researching? Where's y'all research facility? Why we can't come see it? What are you doing? Get it? Can't do it. You the biggest artist. Come on, name the biggest rap artist. Come on. Come on. I'll name the biggest singer. Come on. Call up. You the biggest one. White, black, order. You the biggest one, and you can't end violence. You can't stop them from killing each other. Boy, that's being killed by police. You can't stop them from killing each other. What's the point? What you famous for? And then we just glorify it. Whoa, look at the lyrics. Look. You can't end it. You tried to. Y'all trying to do a little song, do rap songs about it, and still couldn't do it. We are the world, we are the children. They still hungry. It actually got worse since then. It's a carnal. We're carnal. And they're dropping the seeds of carnality in us. On a regular basis. I know, because ain't nothing wrong with my music. Okay, you're going to be broke forever. If you do get some money, you ain't going to know what to do with it. You're going to get sick early. You're going to die early. They ain't going to know what to do with it, so all you're going to know is some lyrics. Then what? What you going to tell your children? When your child come up with that problem, they don't know who they are. What you going to do then? Because you caught them. So that wound that went to your child. You done built carnality in them. Because you built carnality in yourself. Get it? You get it? All these different things that we think is going to validate our being. And there's nothing going to validate your being but Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about a church. There's nothing that's going to validate your being but being spiritually minded. There's no life and peace without that. Alright, why people can have a quote unquote happy marriage but be broke? Who's seen that before? Huh? How people can be rich but have a busted up marriage? Huh? How people can be rich but still sick?
Sometimes you're not calling in this area, but you're calling in that one.
But the scripture says, read, you still got to pull up in verse 2. Pull up real quick, verse 2 in the Amplified Bible. Just read it. Don't worry about the brackets. Just read it.
Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial custom.
External, superficial custom. It is more obvious in 2016 that there are external, superficial customs. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Be transformed, changed by the entire renewal.
What kind of renewal?
The entire renewal of your mind.
That's a work to do, though. Huh? That's a work to do, though. Keep reading.
By his ideals and his new attitude.
By the entire renewal of your mind. The new renewal. When you renew your subscription, that means you got a right to it. Right? Like a renewal. See, because your spirit is already perfect. But your soul ain't saved. So you got to renew that thing. Like you renew your subscription. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Like when you come on, Netflix, what you use? When you renew your subscription, then that means you have access to whatever that is. Hulu, Netflix, whatever it is you got a subscription to. Desktop sending magazines. Get it? If you have not, so your mind, you got to pay. You got to apply with your mind. You got to pay with it. You got to pay. So you got the renewal, right? The entire renewal. Hey, Netflix, what? How much a month? $7.95 a month?
$7 to $10.
Give them $3.50. Give them $3.50 and see how many movies you're going to watch. They won't even accept it. They don't even accept partial payment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Halfway renew your Netflix subscription. I know that's good for people that's going to listen to this. We be on Netflix, watching everything in under the sun. And Hulu, watching every show that they come on. Don't we? Mm-hmm. Don't we? Come on, hey, man. Come on. Mm-hmm. Halfway renew that thing, though. You have no access. So the entire renewal, what? And it says its ideals.
By its new ideals. And its new attitude.
You didn't say the new one first. I'm glad you said it. I'm glad we stopped. The first time you didn't say new ideals, but I knew it was in my head. By its new ideals, right? Mm-hmm. It's in it, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's what?
New attitude.
That's fresh. Renew your subscription to the spirit on a daily basis, because it got some new ideas and some new what?
Attitude.
Fresh. And what did the fish saying?
So that you may prove for yourselves.
Prove. I'm going to prove now. Greek prove what it is?
Recognize.
So that you may recognize what?
So you may recognize for yourselves what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in the sight of, in his sight for you.
So is it valid to say that if I don't renew my mind, I can't recognize good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? Yes. I can't even recognize, because the carnal mind. Enmity. Go read it. Carnal mind is what? Enmity. Go read that one. Read that one. You putting these scriptures together now, y'all. You ready? Carnal mind is what?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
It's enmity against God, right? But what does it say out there? Read it loud.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
So it's not subject to the law of God, and it can't even be. So if I don't renew my mind, right? The two different chapters of Romans. If I don't renew my mind, then I won't even recognize what that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. And you know, Romans talk about, over them being homosexual and different things. He said God gave him over to a reprobate mind. So could it be that if you carnal, you reprobate? Uh-oh.
Yeah, you don't even know.
You don't, You don't even know something wrong with you, which is why we soak for the wounds. You don't even know you got problems. And you'll think because you got a good job and because, you know, you're doing okay, that you're okay. You're good. You got a good little relationship on you, and got whatever it is, and you think you're good, and you don't even know what's good.
Don't let that light be darkness.
Because if that light that's in that eye be darkness, then the whole thing gonna be dark. And you won't even know, because you still thought it was light coming in. Like you watching these shows, and you still think it's enlightening you.
Yeah, like we thought reprobate was just for the gay people.
No, reprobate for you. Reprobate is for you. Because the homosexuals ain't no but carnality. They base their whole feelings off of feelings. Off of some kind of deceived and perverted sexual desire. It ain't because of nothing else. Get it? It's carnality. This is carnal. So the carnal mind is not subject to God, and it neither indeed can be. So now, back to Romans 12, I renew my mind, right? Mm-hmm. I entirely renew my mind, right? Because the Bible says good and bad water can't come out the same fountain. So I entirely renew my mind. You ready? So that I could recognize, renew my mind by its new ideals and its new what?
Attitude.
New ideas, say it.
New ideas.
Say it.
New ideas, new attitudes.
What? Thoughts, feelings,
actions, habits, character, destiny.
New thoughts.
New ideas.
Yeah.
New attitude.
New thoughts. New. All that new.
All that new. Get it? Mm-hmm. All that's new. Now, jump. Thoughts, feelings, actions, habits, character. Because remember what we said, but if we do something, then our thoughts will be dope. Mm-hmm. If we, Proverbs 16:3, mm-hmm. Commit your work. Mm-hmm. So your
thoughts will be established.
That's renewing your mind.
That's how you keep them crazy thoughts from getting in.
You commit. We just said it earlier. Every drama we had was off the path.
Right.
Every drama we had was off mission. Now, either you off mission or you ain't on mission.
Right.
Or you're not running far enough. Little four in the hands probably gonna come upon you. It catches you. Get it?
Yep.
So that means you're not running.
Yep.
Renewal makes you run.
Wow, same breath.
Ain't that the truth?
So now,
my entire renewal, I'm saying this over and over again so we get it. The entire renewal of my mind is new ideas and new attitude. New idea, new attitude. Say it again.
New ideas, new attitudes.
Ideals, right? With an L.
Ideals
and new attitude.
New attitudes.
All right, what the rest of it say?
That you may recognize.
Prove. The Greek said recognize. What?
Recognize for yourself.
For your who?
For yourself.
Okay, so I can't recognize it for you.
For yourself.
Okay, for yourself.
What is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God? Even a thing which is good, acceptable, and perfect in His sight for you.
For you. So you can't recognize what good, acceptable, and perfect for you
yourself.
In His sight.
You don't know what's good.
So, you know, and I'm just touching on this because this is the biggest deal in our generation. I don't know why it's so stupid. And we're so miserable, but y'all, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody wants to, you can't even know what girl good, acceptable, and perfect for you. Because your mind ain't renewed. You still carnal. You still got wounds.
Yep.
You still carnal.
Yep.
You still an image against God, so you ain't subject to Him. And either. God told me, you don't know what God told you. Your eye dark. Because you're carnal.
Yep.
And now I'm looking at this thing now, and I said it before a couple minutes ago, but now I'm even not further revelation. I can't be carnal and spiritual at the same time.
Right.
I can't be healed and wounded at the same time. Because that's not healed. The definition of healed is no wound. The definition of wound is not healed. I can't be called. So now let's go back. Your health in this part of your life. No, you're just not healthy in your life. God don't compartmentalize. So I got to change that. God don't compartmentalize. You're failing.
Dog
can't comprehend the light. So you mean to tell me that I don't know what nothing is if I'm carnal? You keep watching them doggone shows. You're carnal. Don't tell me nothing about marriage counseling. You keep listening to that foolishness on the radio. Don't come tell me nothing about your money and why it ain't working. I know why it ain't working, because you're carnal. The beautiful thing is, you ready? You're closer than you think. Mm-hmm. Say, I am
closer
than I think. So what is the remedy for that? If I'm closer than I think, then how do I fix that statement? This is a simple thing. You ready? If I am closer than I think, then I need to think closer.
Wow. Think
closer. Hold on. So I need to think closer. You ready? Mm-hmm. So I need to bring my thoughts closer to I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let this mind flip into vibe.
Yeah, but no.
And no. Yeah. Difference between being informed and knowing. You know about the knowing about it. Y'all know how I tell y'all that, about no means sexual, sex, right? Mm-hmm. Being sexual is intimate.
Yeah.
And then the other no means, we thought it was just, but it's all intimacy.
Yeah. Right.
It's all having intercourse with the truth.
Yeah.
You shall have intercourse. You shall be intimate with the truth. And that's going to birth freedom. Wow. That I may be intimate and have intercourse with him. In the power of resurrection and the fellowship of suffering. Like I'm intimate with that thing, but how do you get intimate? That's another trick of the world. We just out here doing a bunch of whole stuff.
Yeah.
And jump offs. No, it used to be where you got to spend time.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you got to talk. Then you got to.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
The process of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? It's been all this stuff been tricks. I'm fell victim, I'm a victim, you're a victim, and we all victims. It has been tricks.
Wow.
That I may be intimate. Intercoursed. I course. What's a course?
Mm-hmm.
What's a course? I interstate. Like it's going from state to state. Mm-hmm. So I'm intercourse. Intercourse. Well, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
I'm inter...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm intercourse. Like, all right. Intercourse. Him, that I may have, I'll be intercoursed with him. And the power, what does scripture say? Read it. I won't say the wrong thing. Yeah. Philippians 2:13. Anybody want
to? Oh. Do I know him?
Yeah. I actually know what that said.
That's Philippians 3:10.
Yeah, that's gonna be my scripture.
Oh yeah, I
know him in the power of his resurrection.
What's that again?
I was thinking Ephesians.
I mean, no, right? Intercourse. All right, go ahead.
And being.
You may know him how?
In the power of his resurrection.
Uh huh.
And the fellowship of his suffering.
Uh huh.
Being made conformable unto death, unto his death.
And it says even the death of the cross. I think it says that.
That was in the verse 10, and if by means he maintained the resurrection to death.
Then even got to call it Philippians 2. Yeah. So now I may have intimacy with him. And what does it say after that?
And the power of his resurrection.
And the
The dunamis power.
And the what? What's the next part of the
fellowship? And the fellowship of his sufferings. Being made comfortable.
Conformable.
Ooh, watch this.
Until his death.
I'm sorry, man. In the Amplified.
Yeah, I'm about to tell you to read the Amplified.
It says, for my determined purposes that
but I can't eat.
Oh, I'm sorry. For my determined purposes that I may know him, that I may progress.
What kind of purpose?
Determined purpose. Is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him.
No. Intercourse. Intimacy. This Amplified Bible, they've been here longer than me. It's Revelation. Wow. Read it.
Intimately and acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which is exalted over believers.
Sound like soaking right there, boy.
And that I may so share his suffering as to be continuously transformed in the spirit into his likeness, even to his death, in the hope, in the hope.
The fellowship of his suffering.
I was saying when you're reading it just now.
Because if I got the power to forgive sins, right? Then are you telling me that I can help somebody take on their wound?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Jesus did it for everybody. He did it for everybody.
Don't mean you gotta get on the cross.
Right.
And die, but you can help somebody take on. You can help somebody conquer their wound.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I know this from being a preacher. Not a preacher. A minister. This is a minister, but just somebody that's I'm into you, and I'm into people. Like I'm into y'all. Like I'm really into you. That's why we talk like we talk. We have conversations. We all have, right? And it can be a difficult thing to deal with your wound. It can be a difficult thing for me to help you bear your wounds. It's fellowship of suffering. You get it?
Yeah.
So long I take them up on myself. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
But now I know better how to do it. Now it helps us to walk in and we conquer those wounds together. You get it? By the power that's in Jesus, that I may know him.
Okay.
Read that thing again. You have something to say?
Yeah. You remember the first part of that dream? You know what I'm saying? The monster came at me, but I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody, like, I don't know who it was, but somebody came and chopped his head off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know who it was.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But I know what to do.
I went there and cut their head off.
Yeah.
I know what, because this is when we start running through that. Cut the head off, get you loose, then we're going to run. You get it?
Yeah.
It's a form of Jesus. You can do the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's somewhere talking about bad the infirmities of the weak.
Yeah. I'll just look at it. I think it's in Galatians 5.
Romans 15:1. This is back in Romans now. Right? We then that are strong are to bear the in.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Read the scripture. Look at it. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. The fellowship of his suffering.
Yes, sir.
Get it?
Yes, sir.
Amplified. We who are strong in our convictions and of robust faith are to bear with the failings and the frailties and the tender scruples of the weak. We are to help carry the doubts and qualms of others and not to please ourselves. What we been doing though? We going to soak because we want to get some money in our pocket. We want to please ourselves. We don't give a damn about nothing else because I want a good woman, Jesus. So I never locked myself in the mission. I just want you on what you got for me, Lord. Give me everything you got for me. He said, here's what I got for you, that you may know me in the power of my resurrection and the fellowship of my suffering. Be made conformable even unto death. That's what I got for you. You don't think that's good enough, though? You don't think that's good enough? That's not what you signed up for. That's not the American dream. Or the African dream, or the Japanese dream, or the Indian dream, or European dream, whatever dream you want. So you found out you're a little bit more selfish than you thought, huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. But you can't battle affirmatives in a week until you got robust faith. Until you're strong in your convictions. You don't know what I mean, one day we were talking about, that boy, that rap dude, we were talking about Occurrences Monic, and me and you talking, and then we were talking about Kanye, and y'all know how I am. I'd be like, he ain't nothing, though. You need to stop listening to him, cut him off, blah, blah, blah. And it was a while back, you know, and I said, well, but I realized that them jokers are putting something else into you and are bringing doubt to your convictions. Anything that's carnal brings doubt to your convictions. Everything that you've done that you ain't no been doing, me too. Always came from a carnal thought. True or untrue? It may not have been that thought that day. It might have been down the road. But it came from a carnal thought. And it immediately became an enmity against God. Your mind was an enmity against your spirit. Right? And it was not subject to God, neither indeed could be. So that's why you was able to carry it out. Get it? It might be intimate with him in the power of his resurrection. Read that again in the Amplified. Or whoever got it. That Philippians, what is it? Philippians 2:10, what that was again?
For my determined purpose is that I may know him. That I may
for kind of purpose?
For my determined purpose. Oh.
What does it mean to be determined? Somebody look up real quick. What does it mean to be determined?
I was thinking commit thy works to the Lord.
Determined.
Commit thy works. Yeah, determined.
That's all I was thinking about.
Determined. Look at me deep. That's it. Did Bobby Mitchell tell the same thing all the way through?
Yeah.
What is it?
It says, having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change.
What?
Having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change, resolute, purposeful, single-minded, adamant.
Single-minded. Adamant. So I put all those things in there. And what it said?
My determined purpose.
What is it determined? What's determined?
Having made a firm
decision. Having made my firm decision.
And being resolved not to change.
My firm decision and being resolved not to change purpose. All right, what's the next definition?
Adamant.
My adamant purpose. What's the next definition?
Single-minded.
My single-minded purpose. Because double-minded man is what?
Single-minded.
Oh, now do we get it. If your mind ain't on Christ or the things of Christ, then you're double-minded. Now, we thought that was somewhere else deep, right? We thought, I got the word, I got... No, if there's any carnality in there, you're double-minded. Single, what was the definition?
Resolute.
My resolute purpose. In other words, resolute means resolved. Mm-hmm. Like that's the answer.
Right. Yeah.
Resolute, really, resolute. Like solution? Mm-hmm. It's the resolution.
Wow.
Go keep reading.
That I may know him. that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him.
No, you're intimate.
Perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person.
Perceiving, recognizing, understanding. Same.
Perceiving,
recognizing,
understanding. I'm teaching y'all how to study now. Y'all can take those words and look them up, and you get a further understanding. Go ahead.
And understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may know, and that I may in the same way come to know the power of the outflowing from his resurrection.
That same way. That same way I did that. Do that, come to know the power of what?
Come to know the power of the outflowing from his resurrection, which is exalted over believers. And that I may so share his suffering as to be continuously transformed in spirit in his likeness, even to his death in the hope.
Now what it say the scripture says, now the works that I do. Everybody wants to raise the dead and open blind eyes, but nobody wants to bear the weaknesses. Nobody wants to help bear the wounds. Why? That's not a part of my what? That's not a part of my what? That's not on my resume. What resume? Ain't that crazy? A lot of people losing. Majority of people losing. Church come to church, losing. Majority of people gonna hear this thing right now. We're gonna send it to them. They're not gonna listen to it. I'm gonna send it to the next level group. They're not gonna listen to it. They're gonna listen all the way through. They do listen all the way through. They're gonna think we're just playing around. All the revelation we got tonight. They're gonna think. It's only 46 minutes. I feel like we've been talking for a long time. And then so much stuff can come out in 46 minutes. You're not going to listen to it, though. We're not going to listen to it.
I separate in parts so I can send it.
But they think it's just, you know, he's out here talking, right? They go on my trail again. That'd be for my father. People in church, every time talking about day. He's just putting his fire and they just, that's pastor. You don't even know him as, you don't even know a pastor. You say it because the rest of them saying that you don't understand what you got.
Thinking like a grown-up.
I don't see the term in the, you said it was amplified?
Yeah, it's the first, from a determined purpose.
I got different amplified Bibles.
Yeah. It don't even matter, I like both of them. You all say determined?
Yeah, man, I say for the determined purpose.
You say 3:10?
Yeah.
No, 2:10.
3:10.
Because even in this, when I look at it from this Bible, the Gateway Bible, it reads different.
I'm on Bible Gateway.
Yeah,
that's probably right. But which one
you use? I use another Bible. Right. If you look at it from Bible Gateway, you're going to see
it. But that's what Ron Red is. I get it.
And this, so that I may know him.
You know the corner mine is too?
Experientially.
You know the corner mine is too? Just want what you want.
Yeah,
that's most of the corner out there that people have.
That's it right there.
You just want what you want.
That's it right there, bro.
That's it. You just want what you want.
Right.
And most of the stuff most of your actions are carnal actions. A lot of your song might not be spiritual. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing it? We can get deep and say a bunch of different stuff, but why are you really doing it? Yep. Like, why do you do the things you do? You pray for what? Is it the right thing to do? I mean, it is, but you get it? Gotta break down, bro.
Hey, I was thinking about when saying back was on that good, acceptable, and perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been going through that with Expect the Fresh, like, from the music to the gear.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because at first, like, we weren't doing it the right way.
Right.
But we're getting closer to that.
And we're getting closer to that speed.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to, because you know perfection deals with purpose.
Yep.
And God is appreciative of your good. So don't think you just ain't doing nothing, right? Good, and he's acceptable. Like that's, but in that perfect will, boy.
Yep.
For the perfecting of the saints. Get it? For the perfection. And so now I've got to renew my mind, entirely renew my mind. And don't forget to renew the subscription. I got to entirely renew my mind so that I could recognize. If I can't, all right, question. You ready? If you don't recognize me, then you can't benefit from what I am. You know, the root word of recognize is being cognizant. Okay. Cognize is cognizant. You know what it means to be cognizant? Like you're conscious. Alert, like you're conscious of, you can see. You're reconscious. Right? Like you, in that cognizant, I don't want to look at the word cognizant. What you, look it up. Cognizant is C-O-G-N-I-S-A-N-T, I think it is. Cognizant, I might even not be spelling it right.
Cognizant.
Is there a Z in there?
I have no idea.
Cognizance.
Having knowledge or being aware of.
There it is. So I'm recognizing. I'm recognizing. I'm re-acknowledging or becoming aware of what is that good and acceptable. Because I knew it before. Renew, recognize. Renew, recognize. Renew, recognizant. What is it?
This one says cognizance, and the first one says awareness, realization, or knowledge, notice, perception. But there's a law definition of it too, and it says the right of taking jurisdiction as possessed by a court. You know what I'm saying? So we like taking.
So I retake jurisdiction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. Yeah. So I renew to retake back what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yeah.
Wow.
That's powerful, boy. Take that back. You get it? We was gonna say take back. We was take back. Take back. God can't fail. Yeah, 2006. Right? Turn up.
It's time to take
back. I ain't going over there. Right? Express sweat. You get it? With express sweaters on. Right? Y'all get what I'm saying? So the entire renewing of your mind. You're talking about this new ideals and new attitude. Right? You want a new attitude? To renew your mind. Y'all don't even know who y'all are. Y'all so beautiful, bro. Like, y'all have such beautiful understanding and beautiful camaraderie with each other. And you're you're so helpful. And you know exactly how to handle your money. And you know exactly how to handle the people around you. And you know exactly how to handle any circumstance that come on. You know how to bring deliverance to the people that don't know what you know. You have all of that, man. But you just don't know it. Apostle know about you. He know about us, which is why he tirelessly preaches to us.
Wow.
Because he know it about you. You get it? We don't even know. Like, we're good people, but you don't even know how good you are. You don't know how perfect you really are. So you renew your entire mind. Entire renewal. New ideas, new attitude, right? That you may recognize was that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Follow me, bro. Come on, Bruno.
I feel like I'm not gonna fall.
Were they always on the kitchen?